The will of the Father is that all men come to the knowledge of the truth. All men come to the knowledge of the truth. Because all men are saved by the truth. You will know the truth, and the truth will deliver you from every situation that this present world gives to you. Is it sorrow? Is it pain? Your torments, everything that you have suffered from, you get delivered, liberation, simply by knowing the truth. And what is the truth? The truth in this sense is the truth about who you truly are. The truth is understanding what God made you to be. Understanding who you truly are. From God's perspective, not from the perspective of this world, but from God's perspective. That is what truth is. Knowing the truth liberates man from the pangs of hell. It liberates man from death, from the realm of hell and death. Now, Jesus Christ came on the scene and made a statement. He said, I am the truth. I am what? The truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. What he's saying is that no one comes to God. No one can realize God except by me. Now, Jesus Christ says, I am that truth. And this is the truth that the Father wants every man to know. Because Jesus Christ represents the very likeness, the image of every man according to truth. It is written that he is the one, he is the brightness of the glory of God. See, the express image of the person of God. He is the one that upholds the world by the word of his power. And is the heir of all things. All things are his. He rules over all. Now that man that says I am the truth is the man known of God. God is love, God is light. And I tell you, God did not make a mistake when he generated you and I. Amen. God did not make a mistake when he generated that man on the street. He didn't make a mistake when he generated that man who you see dying with a cancer. That man who you see, you know, suffering from drug addiction. God never made a mistake. But something happened along the line. Man had lost awareness of his true self, the way he is known of God. Man has lost awareness of the fact that he is the brightness of the glory of God. Man has forgotten the fact that he is the express image of the living God. Man has forgotten the fact that he rules over all. that all dominion, all power is resident within him. God generated out of himself man. God birthed man. God says, let us reproduce man in our what? In our image and in our likeness. Like us. And let him have dominion of like us. Let him sit and rule over the throne like us. Let man be the express image of I, the invisible God. So when you touch man, you see man, you are actually beholding God, the glory of God being made manifest in the flesh. But this is knowledge that was stolen from man. All these things were taken away from man. The devil is the thief, the robber, the murderer, the liar. He's the one that has robbed man of this knowledge of himself. See, the prince of this age has veiled man from the reality that he is the express image of God, the brightness of his glory, light beings. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, this was what Jesus was trying to demonstrate to the world as he transfigured before his disciples. They saw Jesus Christ, you know, glow like light. His face was like the sun in his brightness. You know, you just try to look out at the sun. Look at the sun with your eyes if you can. That is the brightness, the intensity with which Jesus Christ, you know, glowed, shone upon the mountain while he transfigured. He was revealing the attribute of the man of God that he truly was. Praise God. And the voice says, hear him. This is my son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. This is the one that has the seal of my approval. Hear him. This is the mark of perfection for every man. Hear him. And when you hear him, conform to him. Walk as him, because that is you. But why is it only a handful of, you know, just a handful get to just see Jesus that way? You see, many people have formed idols of Jesus, of Nazareth. They are not really getting the understanding of what Jesus signifies. You see, portraits all over the world, beautiful pictures of a man, handsome man with long hair, you know, with a heart beating on the chest, you know, saying I love you, holding a beautiful lamp in the hand. And you know, these are the kind of images we have of Jesus, the Son of God. You see, but this does not exist in God's vocabulary. That kind of Jesus does not exist. That kind of Jesus does not represent truth from God's perspective. Truth from God's perspective is that Jesus that the disciples saw upon the mountain of transfiguration. That is the true image of the Son of God. And that is truth from God's perspective. And that is the image by which every man can be saved. Paul says that if I have known Jesus Christ after the flesh, I know him no more after the flesh, but rather after what? The Spirit. I know him no longer what? After the flesh, but after the Spirit. Praise God. This is the revelation of Christ that we must have. We must have a spiritual insight into Jesus Christ and understand that God revealed Jesus Christ as a mirror image of yourself. So today we pick Christ Jesus. Praise God. We pick that same thing that the disciples saw upon the Mount of Transfiguration. Praise God. And the will of God is that every man should conform back to that image. Praise God. If any man is ignorant of that light personality that he truly is, he's dead. He's dead. Praise God. In fact, the whole world dies in Adam. Isn't it written that all men die in what? In Adam. All men. Not just some. Not Muslims, not Christians, not Buddha. All men what? Die in Adam. Now, but all men are made alive today by what? By Christ. By the revelation of Christ. Hallelujah. This is the light shining today in the darkness of the hearts of men, bringing awareness of the mystery of that great treasure that is locked up within man. Praise God. So you can see that man has plunged into the realm, into the abyss, a realm of perpetual darkness where there is sorrow, weeping, and gnashing of teeth because he does not know who he is. You think you are poor because you don't know who you are. You are hot, you are bitter. Sorrow has taken a hold of you. Why? Because you do not know who you truly are. You are not aware of your true nature as Son of God. If you know your true nature of lights, you will know that nothing in this world can touch your peace and your joy. You are high above all things. You are lifted above all things, every situation, every principality, every power of this age. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is written that Jesus Christ is now set at the right hand of Jesus, at the right hand of God, the Father, above all principalities and power. That is the same path that every child of God must follow into glory. Every child of God must rediscover himself sitting and ruling in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Above all principalities and power of this age, this dark age that we live, these principalities and powers are the things that tie you down, that weigh you down. Praise God. But he has come to liberate his children. Hallelujah. And he does this by unveiling the Christ within. By unveiling that brightness of God's glory that you are. By unveiling that image of God that you are. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a wonderful thing. You know, when Jesus Christ called Lazarus out of the tomb, his word was, Lazarus, what? Come forth. And Lazarus came forth bound with great clothes. His face was covered with a handkerchief. And what did Jesus Christ say? Loosen. They had to loosen him of that band. You know, he had a bandage. This bandage, you know, have you seen the mummies, the Egyptian mummies? They used to cover them in bandages, rows and rows of bandages all over. That is the work of Satan. Satan veils the sons of God. He veils man so that man is unaware of his true light body. And when you are unaware of who you are, you walk in darkness. You walk in the misery of this age. You walk as a terrestrial man with all sense of lack. Always, wanting. See, always learning, never coming to the knowledge of truth. Always in lack, always in pain, always in sorrow. Never satisfied. Because you are veiled. Man is veiled from what? From the reality of his true light nature. God says, loosen him. Lazarus was loosened. He says, let him go. That is the liberation of what God today in our lives. This is the unveiling of the Son of God in you. Hallelujah. All the groaning, all the pain, all the sorrow in humanity today can only be solved as the Son of God manifests. Hallelujah. For this reason, the whole creation is groaning up to now in pain, suffering, groaning, waiting for what? That manifestation of the Son of God. Because the manifestation of the Son of God in man, or rather the unveiling of the Son of God in man, represents the salvation of God to all ages. Hallelujah. It's already present. Hallelujah. It's just a matter of walking in true light, getting the revelation of this mystery in you. Paul says that it is what? Treasure hidden in vessels of clay. You know, this is a vessel of clay. See, we've adored the body over the years, worshiped the body, you know, try to make this body immortal. But today God is revealing a treasure that is inside this vessel. Hallelujah. It's the spiritual life body. Praise God. This is what God was trying to reveal in a parable, in the parable of Gideon. You know the story of Gideon is a parable? Praise God. Because behind that story, there is a spiritual truth. All Gideon needed to do was to take just 300 men to defeat the innumerable forces of the East. The 300 soldiers had the containers of, you know, of light, which were clay vessels, which light, touch lights inside of them, and they had a trumpet in one hand. At midnight, all they did was to break those vessels. Hallelujah. Break those vessels so that the light, the touch light that was in those vessels could shine forth. Hallelujah. And they did what? They sounded the trumpet with the other hand and they shouted, "For the Lord and for Gideon. Unto the Lord and unto Gideon." Praise God. You know what we shout today? Unto the Lord and unto the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Unto the God of and Father of our Lord Jesus and unto Jesus. Hallelujah. It is the Christ within. It is the confession within. Recognizing the mystery of our light bodies, our immaterial bodies. Recognizing that we are not creatures of time and space. Hallelujah. We have a dimension that is infinite. Hallelujah. We are not of this terrestrial age, but we are infinite. We are eternal. We are light. Nothing in this world can contain us. We rule over all. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the confession of Christ. This is the trumpet we are hearing today. Sound the trumpet upon Zion. Hallelujah. And declare the mystery of godliness. Sound the trumpet upon Zion and declare, "Behold your God. Behold the glory of Christ in you." Confess Christ in you. Confess it in your mind, day and night. Confess the spiritual man in you, and you will overcome what you think is a problem. You don't have cancer. Hallelujah. Cancer cannot kill the man of light. Cancer cannot get to the man of light. Hallelujah. That man of light is immortal. Praise God. If you know yourself, all your sicknesses, all your worries, all your fears will disappear. Hallelujah. Because you are immortal, you are light. It is written that he has brought to light immortality and life to light. He has brought it to light. These are things that were hidden from man. Have you heard things like this? Do you hear things like this in churches? Do you hear things like this in houses of fellowship? You cannot hear these things because men are unaware of these things. Religion belongs to the lower places of the earth. Religion is just formation of man trying to reach God. But it can never work out. Remember the Tower of Babel? They built with straw, with bricks. You know, bricks talk of something that is mortal. They build it, you know, with bricks trying to get up to heaven. See, but their project fell short. And along the line, they were confused. They started speaking with different tongues. See, that is religion for you. Religion can never get to God. See, you have to get the revelation of the true tower. The name of the Lord is that tower that can get you into God. That can reach heaven today. Hallelujah. You remember that ladder that Jacob saw that was reaching to heaven with angels ascending and descending on it. That ladder which angels ascending and descending to heaven, which Jacob saw, is the body of Christ. That is the name of Christ. That is the true way to get to God. You know, Jesus Christ said it, that you shall see angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Praise God. Is that fellowship in God, in that body of Christ? The only way to get to God is by the revelation of Christ. And you must get the revelation of Christ in you first. Nothing else can take you to heaven. Nothing can cause you to see the blessings of God. Praise God. We must get the revelation of Christ and see him from the perspective of the Spirit. See, even John the Apostle, who was noted to be the closest of the disciples to Jesus, had to, you know, give way. He literally fainted, almost fainted, when he saw the real Jesus in the book of Revelations, while on the island of Patmos. He saw Jesus Christ appearing as the Alpha and the Omega. He saw him, you know, in a very, very majestic form, in an inhuman form. He saw Jesus in a way that he had not even seen him when he transfigured before them years earlier. He saw him in a greater, in a more dreaded form. And he was scared stiff. Praise God. He saw this man whose face shone like the sun. Hallelujah. Whose eyes were like torchlights. Praise God. Whose hair was white as snow, long hair. Whose feet was like bronze, placed in a furnace. And out of his mouth came out, you know, double-edged sword. Whose voice was like the voice of many waters. Who had a white garment or a light garment that reached up to the feet. Praise God. And he saw him in the midst of seven golden candlesticks. And he had seven stars in his right hand. Man, if you see that kind of man walking through that door today, wouldn't you get scared? Of course you'll be out of there. You'll be a black man before you know it. You know the black men, when they see things, they run away. They're easily scared. You turn into a black man when you see that kind of image, and you're off. Amen? Praise God. That is the Christ that God wants us to know. Praise God. And even then, that image that John saw is only an allegorical presentation of the invisible Christ. Because in reality, if you comb the heavens and the earth, you will never see Jesus in that way. He does not exist. God showed him Jesus that way to teach us about our nature. You know, we're like babies at times. When you begin to hear this message, you are like a baby born again. You have to be taught anew of who you truly are. You have to be edified so that you can grow into that statue of the fullness of Christ. All the spiritual ministration we get today from the Father is to cause us to grow into that perfect image that John saw in, you know, upon the island of Patmos. The Alpha and the Omega is the Christ. Praise God. He says that I am the beginning and the end. Jesus Christ says, before Abraham was, I am. I was with you from the beginning. Hallelujah. Praise God. To him that thirsts, I will give, you know, rivers of living waters. These were the same words of Jesus and the Alpha and Omega. You can see Jesus Christ was walking in the image of the Alpha and Omega even during the days of his ministry. But many people still see Jesus after the flesh. Many people still see Jesus as a Hebrew man, as a man born of Mary. People even worship Mary, not realizing that Mary too had to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Mary too had to become a disciple of Jesus. Praise God. Mary too had to throw away the idea of a Jesus that was born in a manger, and she had to embrace the revelation that that one that was born in a manger actually came to reveal the Son of God who has been from the beginning. Praise God. God wants us to realize today that that Alpha and the Omega represents the living one. He declares to John that I am the one, the living one. There are not two living ones. Are you listening? That's why Jesus Christ says what? I am the what? The resurrection and the life. There are not two lives. I am the life. If you are awake from the dead, you will know that the way is the way you are. That is who you truly are. I am the life. Praise God. So we have the book of Revelations, a principal, you know, a spiritual book, which comprises of seven seals, seven trumpets, which are the seven messages to the seven churches, and seven vials. Praise God. These messages simply go forth to restore man back to his glory in God. Hallelujah. God wants his sons to rediscover themselves as the brightness of his glory, to rediscover themselves as the image of his person, to rediscover ourselves as heirs over all, because in him we rule over all. In him we are one. That is why the voice of the Alpha and Omega was like the voice of many waters. Those waters represent nations, peoples that are in that one body. Hallelujah. And he has come to gather us back into him. Our gathering is unto Christ. The seven trumpets, which is the last trumpet, hallelujah, which is the trump of the, you know, of God, which is the shout of the archangel, is simply that which brings a quickening, a revival of the sons of God who are asleep in the material world, you know, thinking that they are mortals, thinking that they are human beings, thinking that they are the dust, that is, they are the earth. He wants to awaken you back to your true form as sons of God, like creatures, ruling and reigning over all, stars of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, these are the seven trumpets, represent the seven messages to the seven churches. You can read them from chapter 2 to chapter 3 of the book of Revelation. You see that God is simply trying to cause his sons to rediscover the all power they lost to the darkness of this age, and to cause them to return back to Eden. The first trumpet says, remember from whence you are fallen, which is the message to the church in Ephesus. Remember from whence you are fallen. Remember, repent and return back to that state. Remember your place among the seven stars of God. Because the seven stars are the seven messengers of God. This is a composite body of the sons of God who walk in the light, revealing the mystery of Christ. These are the ones that walk in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is you and I at the right hand of God, where there is joy forevermore, peace forevermore. Hallelujah. The right hand of his power. Remember how you've fallen from that place. Remember and return back to this place. Return to your first love. Return to the name of the Lord that you really are. Return to Christ, and you will discover once more the tree of life in the Garden of Eden. Remember, in Adam we all died. In Adam we were driven out of the garden. In Adam, man lost access to the tree of life. But through this message today, through the revelation today, you have access back to the tree of life. Praise God. Then you have messages like that. All these messages, one of the messages to the church in Thyatira says that to him that overcomes, I will give the world the morning star. What is the morning star? Jesus Christ says what? I am the bright and the morning star. You see this in the book of Revelation chapter 22. I am the bright and what? The morning star. That is Christ. That is the your true person from God's perspective. To him that overcomes and obeys this trumpet, I will give the morning star. You see, when Jesus Christ, his face shone like the sun. You see, when he appeared and his face shone as the sun, that is the morning star attribute. The morning star is the sun. And that morning star attribute is being restored to the sons of God as they are waking from the dead. Jesus Christ says that the wise shall shine what? As the sun in their Father's kingdom. The message to the church in Smyrna talks about, you know, your light garments. Hallelujah. Your light garments, your white garments. Restoring your white garments so that you don't walk with the shame of your nakedness anymore. A sin consciousness, a sense of unworthiness before God. This is what happened in Genesis, isn't it? Adam became naked. Adam felt ashamed. He hid himself from God. And to this day, Adam is afraid. Adam is still ashamed. Adam is still running away from God. Adam still feels that he's a sinner. Adam still feels that he's unworthy of God. But I have come to clothe you once more with the glory of God, so that the shame of your nakedness will not appear. If you become watchful, says the messenger to God, if you hearken to the trumpet and become once more elect in the spirit, if you begin to live once more by the seven spirits of God, if you once more begin to put on the mind of Christ, you will rediscover your white garments and you can walk with the saints. You can walk with Christ as he appears to this generation. Do you know that you are the one to reveal Christ to this world? You are the one to reveal the express image of his glory to this world. You are the one to reveal the brightness of his glory to this world. Hearken to the voice of the trumpet, which says, return to the Almighty. Return to the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. Praise God. The other message says, to the message to the church in Philadelphia, says, to him that overcomes, I will give what? The key of David, which opens and no man shuts, and which shuts and no man opens. And what happens? I will give you an opening into the new Jerusalem, the city of my God. And I'll write upon you a new name, and the name of the city that comes from, which is coming from above, which is the new Jerusalem, and the name of my God. We inherit the name of God. We rediscover ourselves in the heavenly Jerusalem, which is God's kingdom, God's world. Praise God. Where a man can truly walk in the peaceable fruits of the Spirit. Fruitfulness can only be found within the walls of the New Jerusalem. When John saw the New Jerusalem in the book of Revelation chapter 22, he said he saw trees that gave fruit every month, whose leaves were fresh for the healing of the nations. That is you and I in God's kingdom, in the New Jerusalem. Praise God. John saw them, the servants of God, walking in a new name, the new nature. That is the name of the Lord, the nature of the Lord, because that is our identity, that is who we are. Praise God. So you see, the book of Revelation, the Alpha and the Omega, and all these things that we see in the book of Revelation, which these things that might at times look troubling, is simply a sound of the trumpet causing his sons to rediscover themselves in that glory that they lost in God from the beginning. See, the last message to the church in Laodicea, which is the seventh trumpet, says, to him that overcomes, will I grant to sit with me on my throne, the way I overcame and sat my Father on his throne. Praise God. Today we have access to the throne of God. Today we have the possibility to rule and to reign with the Father upon the throne. Everything that the Father has is ours. Hallelujah. He has given us the possibility to rule and to reign with him. Praise God. He has given us the possibility to return our understanding that was stolen away from us in the transgression. He has given us the power to obtain that righteousness, that worthiness, that righteousness of the saints. praise God, that we had with God from the beginning. Hallelujah. He has given us access back to the garden of God. Access into the dimension where there are no curses. There's no curse, no more curse in that realm. Where you can walk freely in a nature that is agreeable with God. Hallelujah. This is our calling today. Hallelujah. Return to the Alpha and the Omega. Know Jesus Christ the way the Spirit wants you to know Him. The Alpha and the Omega, the brightness of the glory of God. Our calling today is to awaken from the dead. As we hear the trumpet of God, as we hear the sound of the trumpet, every man is supposed to awaken from the dead. See it? Where we have all laid our beds in Adam. So we've all been sleeping among the graves, among the tombs, where the worms don't die, where corruption has fed on us over the past years. But the time has come to say, enough! Hallelujah. Arise and shine. Your light has come. Arise and you will shine. Arise and you will know that you are the brightness of His glory. Arise and you will know that you are the expert image of the person of God. Arise. Stand upon Mount Zion. Stand upon that high mountain and declare the glory of God in you. God bless you. Amen.
Prepare hills and trees. The stars shall applaud him with thunders abroad. Shall enhance those awaiting. We shall behold their face to face. We shall be. We shall be whole, face to face, all of His glory. We shall be whole, be whole. Shall be whole,
shall be
whole, face to face,
shall be chased. Yeah, love over. And we shall behold him. Yeah. Face to face.